It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The bank that nearly failed but didn't. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The banking mess last month saw the failure of Silicon Valley Bank in California and Signature Bank in New York, and a third financial institution was teetering on the edge, First Republic Bank, but it survived thanks to a lifeline from the country's biggest lenders. Now we know even more about this period of banking turmoil because First Republic has reported results from the first 3 months of the year. The bank says it lost more than $100 billion in deposits last quarter. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
In an earnings call that lasted just 12 minutes, First Republic executives detailed its shaky first quarter. Customers pulled more than $100 billion, or more than 40%, after the fall of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. The lender was rescued by the country's largest banks, which deposited $30 billion to boost confidence in the banking system. First Republic also borrowed more than $90 billion from the Federal Reserve and government-backed lending groups. It says customers' withdrawals have since stabilized. To make up for the losses, First Republic says it needs to restructure its balance sheet and cut executive pay and lay off somewhere around a quarter of its workforce. Many regional banks have recently reported a decline in deposits, but First Republic is known for catering to wealthy clients, and its losses are outsized. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
Home prices, measured in February, rose 0.2% year over year, according to the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index out about an hour ago. 0.2% is not a lot. Drew Mattis, Managing Director and Chief Market Strategist at MetLife Investment Management, says it could get worse.
I think home prices are continuing to show weakness. I expect that home prices, which have already posted very low year-over-year gains, could eventually move into negative territory, i.e. home prices declining on a year-over-year basis in the next few months.
You know, a lot of people were wondering if the housing market had bottomed out, and so maybe the answer is not yet.
I don't think so. I think, you know, first of all, the status lagged, right? So we're getting data for February. And of course, we're approaching May. So I think it's likely what we'll see is that over the course of the spring, you know, on average, you know, home prices have declined a little bit.
That's Drew Mattis with MetLife Investment Management.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You have probably seen memes or headlines along the lines of boomers broke the economy, millennials buy too much avocado toast, boomers had their first house at 20, millennials will forever rent. Well, what do we actually for real know about how generations differ from each other, especially when it comes to things like homeownership or spending habits? Well, it turns out we aren't as different, economically speaking, as you might think. My Marketplace colleague David Brancaccio spoke with Jean Twenge about this. She's a professor of psychology at San Diego State University, and her new book is called Generations.
You know, we often define these, quote, generations in terms of world events, the Great Depression, Second World War, 9/11. You've thought a lot about that. There are better ways to slice and dice ourselves?
I think so. I think, you know, when you really look at what has an impact on cultural change and thus on generations, it's really not major events. It's technology. That's what influences how long we live, how we live our day-to-day lives, how we communicate. That's what makes living now so different from living 50 years ago or 100 years ago.
Let's zoom into a particular generation that we hear so much about, the baby boomers, people born after the Second World War into the early to mid-60s. When it comes to the boomers, what can we say about inequality?
There's this very strong perception that boomers, they rigged things, so then they succeeded, and then they pulled the ladder up after they climbed it. And it's really not true on several levels, one of which is there's a very large segment of boomers who have not done particularly well because they were the ones who decided to say, you know, get a job at a factory. And then 5 years later, 10 years later, the economy shifted from manufacturing to service and they were stuck.
How about this one? Boomers are monopolizing real estate, houses, at the expense of younger generations. There must be some signs that that actually is happening.
I was really surprised that there wasn't. Millennials are almost as likely to own a home in their late 20s and 30s as Gen Xers and boomers at the same age. And also, if you look at housing prices, it was Gen X who really got screwed by the housing crash because they had bought their houses before things crashed. Millennials bought them after when the prices were really good.
This common narrative on millennials is that they're the first generation to be worse off economically than previous generations. I mean, you've looked at this in the book. What can we say?
It doesn't look like that's true, especially for income. So if you look at median household income, median personal income, they're at all-time highs. Now, there's been speculation about wealth and wealth building. Millennials are neck and neck to where Gen Xers were at the same age.
Jean Twenge is a professor of psychology at San Diego State University. Her new book is called Generations, The Real Differences Between Gen Z, Millennials, Gen X, Boomers, and Silence, and What They Mean for America's Future. Professor, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And that was Marketplace's David Brancaccio there, speaking with Jean Twenge. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.